Good evening. I call to order the Monroe Public School Board of Education Special Work Session for Monday, June 23rd. The time is 5 o'clock. Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mr. Jenkins.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
Can we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so tonight in this special work session, we have one discussion items, which is Ms. Vicki Loveland will talk about mental health partnerships. Thank you for coming.
Okay. Thank you for having me, and thank you to Tom and Darla both. They've attended our monthly coalition meetings a handful of times now, and I think it's given you some great exposure, and I'd like to believe that's what led for today's presentation as well, to better inform the rest of you board members in regards to what our coalition does in this community. So as you can see here, I put together a slideshow. It's easier for me to present that way and to really show you the work that our coalition is doing overall in our community, and specifically with Monroe High School and Monroe Middle School as well. And so you can see here our mission statement. We want to have a healthy, informative, and productive community. And we do that through collaboration, community education, community action, development. And really our ultimate goal is to decrease substance misuse and abuse amongst our youth. So our Monroe County Substance Abuse Coalition actually formed in 2006, so we have been around for almost 20 years. I have been in the role as development coordinator since 2016, so almost 10 years. And so the groundwork was really laid for me when I stepped into the role. And at one time, we were federally funded by drug-free community dollars. And I'll talk a little bit about the end and how we are currently funded. I'm also going to talk about the agencies that we do have involved with our coalition. And I always have to give a thank you to the United Way. United Way has been the fiscal agent for our coalition since 2006. So they oversee all of the financials, the grant reporting, which I obviously participate in with as being part of the development coordinator. But they do provide free office space, access to their conference room. I have access to their printer, and so it's just been a great relationship that I really cannot thank them enough. So whenever you are considering a donation of any kind, I've always got to put my little plug in for United Way, and we obviously have two United Way board members sitting here as well. So really what brought the coalition to surface in 2006, it actually started with some drug forfeiture dollars. And so at that time, the person who was in the role prior to me really took a look at where we were at with 30-day use rates when it came to alcohol, marijuana, cigarettes, which has now evolved into the electronic cigarettes. And unfortunately, we were actually higher than the national average, Monroe County was. And so that was unfortunate, but the fortunate part of that really brought in the federal funding that we received for almost 10 years. And again, that was drug-free community dollars. And so we have since switched funding agencies and funding sources. And then I do have some data here at the end of the presentation that I'll share with you specific to Monroe County as well. So the priority areas that we actually focus on, we have four of them. We focus on underage drinking, prescription drugs, cannabis, and then nicotine tobacco. When I started in this role 9 years ago, the focus was more on tobacco cigarettes. And as I just mentioned previously, we have really shifted that to electronic cigarettes and the nicotine and the tobacco that is found in those products, specifically, you know, the array of vapor products that are out there. So in looking at our priority areas, we actually follow, it's called Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America, CADCA, and they have 7 strategies for community level change. And it goes from providing information all the way down to modifying and changing policies when it comes to that substance abuse and misuse amongst our youth and our adults. So I of course don't want to bore you with the strategic planning forms that we have in place for our coalition, but there are activities that are noted in each of those 7 strategies for community level change, and then for each of those priority areas. So we have 4 separate strategic plans, one around reducing underage drinking, one around reducing marijuana use amongst our youth, one around reducing tobacco and nicotine, and then reducing prescription drug abuse as well. So lots of steps to what we do, and I'm actually happy to say that we do have a great relationship with our local legislators, and we were able to do a legislative roundtable back in October. I know Mr. Shaw was a part of that meeting, and we were able to share some data from the local school district, specifically to the electronic cigarette usage and the citations that were happening as well. So our executive committee, this is part of our grant funding requirement. We have to have an executive committee along with 12 sector representatives. Amy Zarin is our chairperson. We have Sarah Durego, who's with Recovery Advocacy Warriors, Sergeant Don Stewart with Michigan State Police, and then Nancy Delaney. So you can even see with that, we have business represented, we have law enforcement, and then we have recovery as well. Amy used to be with the city of Monroe and then with the Monroe County ISD as well. So even the wealth of information that she's able to bring really enhances our coalition. So our sector representation, I will go through this quickly, but you can see there on the far right is the sectors that we do have to have represented per our grant guidelines. And so in some of the sectors, we actually have two people noted, and that's because we have a primary and an alternate. Because obviously we find times when our primary cannot make it to our coalition meetings, and so we like to have a backup as an alternate. And sometimes they can be from the same agency, and sometimes they're not. You can see there with law enforcement, we also have Sergeant Jason Miller, who's with our Monroe County Sheriff's Office, and he is also very valuable to our coalition with what he's able to provide. He oversees all the school resource officers in the schools, especially those obviously that are employed with the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. You can see Bella Hutchinson with Monroe Public Schools. Although we haven't formalized anything with a coalition involvement agreement, Bella and I work very closely together. She started in her role a little over a year ago, and I'd like to say that our coalition was able to help mentor her, and she participates in our prevention task force, as well as our overall monthly coalition meetings as well. And then I'm really happy to say that we were able to recruit Devin Rucker, who is with the development group, to be our media sector. For many years, we had the Monroe News, and we know that they are, you know, down to bare bones, skeleton crew. And so having the media sector rep is very important for our coalition, and I think he will be a great asset. More sector representation, you can see here, civic. We have Dr. Corte, although he is obviously the president of the Monroe County Community College. He represents our civic. And then again, I'm not gonna go through every single name and sector, but you can see the variety of sectors that we do have. And for those that have attended our coalition meeting, Tom and Darla, they're the ones that usually have the nameplates in front of them, and it gives them voting privileges at our monthly coalition meetings. So the one thing I wanted to focus on a little bit, and this does include Monroe High School, is our iMatter Youth Summit that we held for 5 years straight. We decided to take this year off, and we kind of took the show on the road, and we focused on one high school. Unfortunately, it was not Jefferson High School, and ended up being Jefferson High School. And I want to just kind of showcase the efforts of what we did, you know, for 5 years in a row, and really the team effort. And so it was quite the big deal. We had at least 13 schools. You can see there, this is kind of our game show that we did in the middle there. It names all the 13 schools that were represented, and we were able to host this at the Monroe County Community College. We have high school student prevention leadership team members there to the right, and then some of our local Monroe High School students who have since graduated, because one is my son in that picture, having lunch at the college that day as well. But really going back, what the day entailed was a variety. So the students would walk in and they would get a colored bracelet, and they had to follow the schedule. We listened to the students, and they wanted to have breakout sessions. They wanted to have the opportunity to actually not snap their fellow students from across the county. They wanted to talk with them in person. And so we were able to provide that. And so if they received a purple bracelet, they started in the auditorium, and they were able to have a presentation by our prosecutor, Jeff Yorkie, and then a game show that our coalition put on with two hosts that were Colin Keene from the United Way and then Ryan Nelson from the ISD. They also got to kind of maneuver around the campus, which was our intent as well, is to kind of showcase the Monroe County Community College. They had to walk to a different building for some of the breakout sessions. But I think the most important was the wellness center that was able to be provided. And I have some pictures of that in a couple more slides. And then I also just want to always give a thank you to the Monroe County Mental Health ISD team. They also provided a breakout session that's noted here. And they talked about managing, avoiding, you know, and dealing with stress. And so they were able to be more in a classroom setting for that breakout session. So these are some pictures from the day. You can see the auditorium. The top left picture is our prosecutor Yorkie presenting to the students. And again, these are breakout sessions, so the auditorium wasn't as filled because we had some students that were doing the dance therapy that was led by Dr. Patel at ProMedica. And then we have a slogan winner. Our student prevention leadership team, which I'll talk about in, later on in the slideshow, was Buddy Snodgrass. And his slogan was, "Above the Fluence, Empower Your Brilliance." And he actually received a gift card and was recognized on stage that day during our youth summit. And then, of course, the game show there at the bottom, you can see, I believe they were doing a rap there, and we provided certain words that they had to do the rap around. And again, more pictures from our wellness center. To the very right is Tino Amaya from Amaya's, and he did a cooking demonstration with the students. And this was part of the wellness area where they circulated around the atrium at the Lazy Boy Center. And then there was sound therapy, and then to the left was a breakout session with the ISD, and then back to the stage again. So the kids were moving all day long. And, you know, another thank you to the community college for providing the menu as an in-kind space for the day. Just kind of showing you as well, previous summit, we had Sergeant Stewart, you know, who went from, you can see him there in the car to the very bottom where he really evolved into a game show host, and we had the kids on stage doing the YMCA, and then a picture there at the end. And so we're hoping to bring this back, but Monroe High has always been an active participant. I think one of the great things about having Monroe is that we did not have to depend on buses, and so they were able to allow students with obviously parent permission to drive to the summit that day. And so we were always able to even get beyond our student prevention leadership team members to the summit for the day. This is our volunteer crew. I can only tell you that in just glancing at this quickly, there are probably at least 8 to 10 agencies that are represented there. And they truly were a part of the planning committee as well as part of the summit on the actual day that it took place. So Monroe news coverage, again, when, you know, it was a big deal, we would always notify them. They would come out. You can see here that we had over 400 teens that attended, and then, you know, showcasing the efforts of our prosecutor and in the presentation that he did as well. So the other thing I want to shift now to is our priority areas that I mentioned at first in the presentation. So our first one is reducing underage drinking. And one of the projects that we focus on and have focused on since I've been in this role is getting a letter into the homes of parents of graduating seniors. And I can tell you that we have 12 schools that participate, all 9 public high schools in Monroe County. We also have SMCC and Monroe Middle College, Orchard Alternative, and then Riverside Academy out of Dundee. And so we actually hand deliver the letters. It is signed by our local prosecutor, our Monroe Post Commander at Michigan State Police, our Monroe County Sheriff, and then myself. And there is a non-emergency number that is on there. So if anyone is aware of somebody that's hosting an underage drinking party, or even these days a cannabis, you know, is involved with that, they can call this non-emergency phone number and make a report. I'll be completely honest with you. Our law enforcement said this is very difficult to deal with at times because if they arrive at a party, now they're worried because kids have scattered, they've gotten into cars, they've started driving, and now there's that worry that they might be on the road. So it's a reminder that we do every single year, and we also are able to mail them in the Monroe Post Michigan State Police envelope. They provide 1,500 envelopes, and so the schools stuff them. Monroe High actually addresses them for us, and then they send us an invoice, and we reimburse our coalition does for postage. So it's a win-win situation. And then we even have some schools that take it a step further and publish this letter in their, like, actually newsletter that they have one every month or weekly. They find a different way to actually get it to the students that are in 9th, 10th, and 11th grade as well. The other thing that we do, we work very closely with Monroe County Sheriff's Office and Michigan State Police. They just did recent alcohol compliance checks. They were only able to do 5 this past March over spring break. And what they did is they used the school resource officers, and then they were able to recruit students that were a part of their own building. And the reason there was only 5 done for alcohol is because there was a bunch more that were done for tobacco and nicotine. So we had to break it down. They used 2 youth decoys. And then what happens is they send the report to myself, and then our coalition is able to reimburse the youth for their time and by giving them a stipend for going in and attempting to purchase. So I'm happy to say we did 5 alcohol compliance checks, and all 5 of them passed. I always mention, if you know or suspect anyone that is doing underage sales, you can either call the United Way, myself, or even that non-emergency line. And I will tell you, Sheriff Goodenough is really on it when it comes to, can I dismiss this?
Yeah.
Is really on it when we send him the information of, you know, of something like that that is occurring. And he'll try to get somebody in there as quickly as he can. This is our Monroe High School underage drinking campaign. I actually rely on my coworker, which I'll talk a little bit further down, Katie Demers, who's part of the student prevention leadership teams over our entire county. But what's great is we are able to use the school resource officers that are right in the school. And I don't know if you can see there, but it's Deputy Stahl from Monroe High. And there's alcohol simulation goggles, and Katie has a kit that our coalition helped purchase, and she's able to take that out to the schools. They put the goggles on, and they go through a series of even a sobriety testing with the students to show them what it might be like, and then the different games and skills they do once with the goggles on and then once without as well. And then getting into our reducing prescription drug abuse, we partner with United Way Health Checks. They do these in four parts of the county every single year. We've had two so far in 2025. We had one down in Bedford, and the other one was in Dundee, and we collected over 103 pounds in medications. And that is not counting syringes, we don't take creams, and we don't take liquids. So you can see the box there. And then what was really great is that we have the Monroe County Health Department, who partners with us, but ProMedica, Monroe Regional Hospital, and the Monroe County Sheriff's Office helps dispose of these medications in a proper way. But if somebody cannot make it to the medication take-backs, we always try to promote our red med boxes. And so these are found in six law enforcement agencies throughout Monroe County. You can find one here at Michigan State Police at the Monroe Post is the closest here. And then also the City of Monroe Police Department has one as well. They're typically open during regular business hours. You just walk in. A lot of people ask me, can I keep them in my prescription bottles or can I put them in a Ziploc bag? It is entirely up to you. They are not looking at the bottles. They're not looking for any identification. We just want to encourage, you know, parents, adults, to get any unused or expired medications out of your homes and dispose of it in a proper way that's not, you know, disrupting our environment by putting it into the water supply. I also know, too, that ProMedica has a red barrel bin as well, and you do not have to be a patient there. You could simply walk in and leave the items there as well. So I really encourage anyone, especially I've talked with a couple of local hospices here locally about what do they do with the medications after a patient passes away. And so we really try to encourage the use of these boxes. And then the other thing I want to really highlight, there's a website called nomoremonroe.com, and it initially was started with some coalition dollars, a special grant that came forward, and has been turned over to the Recovery Advocacy Warriors, and they oversee this. You will find additional information on here about our Monroe County Opioid Settlement Funds, but just to give you an idea, they were able to allocate almost $780,000 for year three, and that means that 15 programs and services in all the domains were actually supported, and that's treatment, recovery, prevention. And so if you wanted to go to nomoremonroe.com, it will actually link you back to the Monroe County Health Department, and it really is specific in regards to what these opioid settlement funds are funding here in our community. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is that we were very excited, truly, you know, to get into the schools and to have some valuable conversations with our youth. And Monroe High was one of those. Our coalition was able to contract with an outside person to come in and do a facilitated youth roundtable discussion. And at Monroe High, we did this back in October. We had 11 students that participated. And although it's a 7 to 8 page report that I don't want to get into the specifics of today, what I did is I put down the suggested solution that really came out of the mouths of the students. And we heard them loud and clear. And so we've taken this back. I've actually spoke to Bella about it. I've talked to Mr. Shaw about it as well. You know, and we know that some of this can't happen overnight, but we know that like one of their suggestions was expanding the student prevention leadership teams. For Monroe High, that is the PPI class, positive peer influence class. And so it really eliminates anybody else that may want to be involved with SPLIT because it is taking place during that class time, which is my understanding is now only meeting once a week anyhow. So time is very limited. And so we're hoping, again, to continue discussion about the solutions that they came up with. But if anyone is interested in a copy, I certainly can email it to you, again, Mr. Shaw, and then it can go out to the rest of the board members. The other thing that we did back in February is compliments of Ms. Joseph and Ms. Wiley here that's in the audience. I was able to provide Catch My Breath, which is a youth e-cigarette prevention program. And it was to an array of staff from the elementary level here at the ADD building. And so I was able to train 15 Monroe Public elementary staff, whether it wasn't teachers, it was more the support staff. And a recent email that came through said that they were able to serve 135 students with the curriculum that was taught to them. It's a four-lesson curriculum, and so there are times where, you know, finding time during the school day is impossible. So they really took it outside the box, and we use physical education teachers. We use some of the other support staff in order to help get this this prevention program into the hands of the kids. The other thing I mentioned was the compliance checks for alcohol. We also partner again with our Monroe County Sheriff's Office and Michigan State Police on tobacco and vape product checks. Again, back in March over spring break, they again did these checks at the same time as alcohol. They actually did 41 checks altogether, 36 passed, and we had 5 that failed. So what happens is they are issued a citation. I believe it's $100 for the first time to the clerk, and then it's not actually to the actual business. And so if they were to go in the next day and sell again, that whole process starts over because it's a new clerk. So again, we continue to provide vendor education packets to all of our establishments. You can see there that I circled vapor products. One of the businesses told us that failed. The clerk told us they had no idea that vapor products were a part of that. And I'm like, but your sign is right there on the wall, and it says vapor products. So it told us as a coalition that we have a little bit more to do as well in educating the clerks and educating the businesses to continue to educate the clerks. And then Monroe Middle School Mental Health Fair, Katie there is in the left to me in that first picture, and she again is the Student Prevention Leadership Team Coordinator. What a day. We spent a couple of hours at Monroe Middle School. I have to give kudos to all your 7th and 8th grade teachers. The kids were great, but it was just a lot to have them at our table. But I will tell you, we had so many visit our table. We really enticed by providing a $30 Amazon gift card with a question that we posed, and we learned that was a great idea, and at the same time, I think a lot of the kids thought that they were winning the card at that moment. So I want to take the opportunity to show this because this is a little bit of education that I always love to get into the hands and the brains of our adult population. And this came from the Sanford Medicine Toolkit. So a pack of cigarettes has about 22 milligrams of nicotine. Elf Bar on the very end is one of the many of vapor products that are used. Breeze product is a popular one here in Monroe County, but Elf Bar is very popular as well. That entire Elf Bar has 650 milligrams of nicotine, which is equivalent to 590 cigarettes. Mm-hmm. So really, this is what enticed us to do this contest with our Monroe middle schoolers. It's believed that the average person goes through the Elf Bar in about 7 to 10 days. So that's 590 cigarettes on the low end, because that's going through it within 10 days. So that ends up being around 59 to 84 cigarettes worth of nicotine per day. And so it's our belief that youth are even consuming these devices in less than a week, but we can't be for certain about that because they share these devices amongst each other. And so we actually have Paula's house. Lisa Young is a part of our coalition, and she is talking with her ladies that reside there and that use these products is how fast are you are going through these. So our winner was Madison T, and I do have permission to share this. She won the gift card. She actually guessed 529, but we had 280. And I have proof because they all signed in with their guests that actually stopped at the coalition table to take a guess that day as to how many cigarettes worth of nicotine are in that product. And that's really kind of what we put out on the table to show them and then to have a quick discussion with them. So all within 2 hours, we had 280 students visit our table. The other thing that we like to partner on was your Community of Kindness event back in November. We were able to distribute these locking bags that are provided by the Monroe County Health Department. And Mr. Shaw will probably recall when I initially called him about this a few years ago, he was very like, I'm not sure about this. I don't know if we can do this. And boy, have times changed. We actually get requests for these locking bags. We have schools that we've reached out to. Can we keep a box of these in the offices? So if parents are coming in and you want to offer them one, we just want parents to lock it up. Place it out of sight, place it out of reach, and these locking bags are free, and then this messaging goes along with it. I know that Monroe County Reporters page just put this out this morning, and of course the comments are, you know, when you're on Facebook, but the reality of these bags were purchased by a special grant that is awarded to the Monroe County Health Department and is based on the number of medical marijuana card holders in Monroe County. And so this is what they have chose to do with it, is really the messaging of securing your cannabis and then, of course, providing a locking bag free of charge as well. And then the other thing we just recently finished up was a Marijuana Anonymous poster. This was part of a committee called Supporting Babies First, but we are giving this to all agencies, and I'm happy to say that they were just delivered two Monroe ProMedica physician offices, and they will have these readily available. And it's an online and also can be an in-person. And I also share this because we have many adolescents who are struggling with cannabis dependency. And so if they are looking to cut back or quit altogether is the ultimate goal, it's, you know, founded on the 12-step just like Alcohol Anonymous is as well. And then the Monroe Middle School Marijuana Awareness Campaign, this took place in the fall. Your SRO was involved in that. We also had Sergeant Stewart, and then you can see the picture there outside of the school day as well. And it was a game show type atmosphere for the kids that participated. And then student prevention leadership teams. Katie is actually employed by Catholic Charities of Southeast Michigan, but we work very closely together. She is at our monthly coalition meeting. She's on our prevention task force. And SPLIT is a school-based prevention program. It's peer-to-peer led. And so she will go in and focus on those four priority areas. And then it's up to the students to do the initiatives with the pictures that I previously showed you. These are the Monroe County SPLIT schools. And I only have high schools listed here because some of them do not have the middle school or the junior high. But I will tell you, as you saw previously, Monroe Middle School also is considered a SPLIT school as well. And then the SPLIT campaigns are kind of the same. They follow the priority areas that our coalition does. She just has a different timeline as to how she implements these. And then just the growth of our student prevention leadership teams. It went from 79 students back in 2015 to 16 throughout the entire county. We are now over 600 members throughout the schools that are actively participating. And then I just want to share thank you for doing the Michigan Profile for Healthy Youth Survey. I've shared this at another meeting. Monroe County is very fortunate. We have 9 out of the 10 school districts that complete this. Livingston County does not have one school district that will complete it. This data is so important to us, and I tell everyone, it's not just about substance misuse. There's other domains on there. And so we look at 30-day pass rate when it comes to alcohol, marijuana, prescription drugs, tobacco, nicotine, peer disapproval, parental disapproval, and perception of harm. And this just shows you what we showcase at our coalition meeting. It's from 2018 to 2024. The 30-day use rate, if they have used marijuana in the past 30 days, was 4% for our 2024 data. It went up to 6% for 9th graders, and then it went up to 10.6% for 11th graders, which is not uncommon. And so this next school year will be a MyFi school year. It's administered every other school year, and it's administered to 7th, 9th, and 11th graders, so it's the same cohort of students as they filter through the system. And then just a couple of resources. I brought them with me. We have Help as Possible. There are pads of paper that can be ripped off, or we actually have the resource guides that just recently were updated by the Recovery Advocacy Warrior organization. And then just our funding. There's a lot of uncertainty right now, of course, with everything else going on in our nation. And so we just were on a meeting this morning about potential cuts that might be coming. Right now, we're hopeful that we can remain until the end of September. We are reliant on our prepaid inpatient health plan, our PIHP, which is Community Mental Health Partnership of Southeast Michigan. And so they actually provide funding to Monroe County, Livingston, Washtenaw, and Lenawee. And so it's not Community Mental Health here in Monroe, it's Community Mental Health Partnership of Southeast Michigan. And then lastly, I just want to showcase that I had these at the last coalition meeting. They were actually yard signs, and I showed them to Mr. Shaw when he was in my office. And we are hoping there's a variety of messages that are here that Katie Demers put together. But we had one middle school that actually put these yard signs out in the parent pickup and drop-off line. And it was an opportunity just to showcase some quick information. You know, if they wanted to scan the QR code, it could take them to some conversation starters. But again, if we're hoping that in the fall when school resumes, we can kind of pursue that with the different schools and truly even start at the elementary level, because I think that we are hearing loud and clear that this is vaping is starting even at younger ages, and we need to get some resources in the hands of our parents. So 528.
Good job.
Any questions?
Well done. Thank you.
I think we definitely want to follow up on those resources and look at putting those signs out.
Yeah, we've already talked about that.
Yeah. Can we get a copy of that, Vicki?
Of what?
Of your presentation.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes. Yep.
Okay. You got it already? Okay, good.
Okay. Well, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity. And I hope, to me as well, this is kind of pushing me that maybe this needs to be done at other school boards as well, boards of education, not just here at Monroe. So, and thank you both for, you know, being a part of our coalition when you are able to attend. I think, you know, you find it to be very useful, and I'm happy to be here today.
Okay.
I learn a lot.
Me too, every time.
Thank you again, Vicki.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
So we will adjourn and for like 1 minute and then begin our interviews. Oh, yeah. Can I get a motion to adjourn? Support?
Support.
Show of hands? Okay. This special board work session of Monroe Public Schools Board of Education for Monday, June 23rd.